This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal Reserve Bank of New York issued a report arguing that delays in subways impact low-income riders more adversely than since they have few to no backup options. 23 states, along with the District of Columbia, have laws requiring employers to accommodate pregnant workers, according to the National Women's Law Center. Americans spend 11 hours a day looking at screens of some kind or another. A Gallup poll in the summer of 2017 found approval for labor unions at its highest level since 2003. World Bank recently found that 1.7 billion adults do not have bank accounts. Leader of protest over economic and social problems in Morocco's northern Rif region was sentenced to 20 years in prison, provoking outrage among family and activists. Despite the hand-wringing over the Janus decision, unions have proven earlier in the Harris decision denying union fees to home care workers that they can still win. The Illinois Home Care Union won a 48-cent per hour increase from the state, up from an average of $13 in a budget the legislature passed over the governor's veto. This spring, they won more than a 4% increase. A brain performance business backed by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has agreed to stop advertising success rates after a review found the company could not support the claims it was making. French per capita consumption of all meat dropped more than 10% from 2000 to 2013 and has continued to decrease. Uber has regained its license to operate in London, where it says it provides millions of rides per week with roughly 45,000 drivers, nearly doubling the number of black cabs. A Pew Research Center poll found that 70% of Americans want legal immigration to at least stay at its present level, but more Americans support its increase than decrease. The BBC journalist Carrie Gracie, who resigned when it became public she was paid significantly less than a male colleague in a similar position after being promised equity, has gained a settlement. BBC announced that it will back pay her as they had promised, and she indicated she will donate the money to help other women win pay equity claims. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.